Today, we must wonder what was in the minds of God's chosen people when God said, "I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself." After we heard the first reading, according to the book of Exodus, when the chosen people fled from Egypt, it was a miraculous, even in their life. They never really believed that they could be free. When Pharaoh's army pursued them, they must feel that they would be destroyed. And yet, the sea opened before them and they escaped. But that was only the beginning. Then we hear all about their story of not having enough water, not having enough food, and also all the problems going through in the desert, and so on and so forth. This does not sound like being borne up on eagle wings and being brought to the mountain of God. Sometimes we can get caught up in our own suffering and not seeing what is really happening. If we look at the suffering of the chosen people in the desert, we cannot possibly describe it as being borne up on eagle wings. On the other hand, if we look at their escape into freedom and their arriving at the mountain of God, we begin to understand the eagle wings. They could not be there if God had not sustained them and helped them. 50 years ago, as of today, I escaped the Vietnamese communists on a small fishing boat with small compass, no map, and little food and water. After 2 nights at the sea, we accidentally dumped all the fresh water into the sea while we make a sharp turn to avoid the communist ship from China. We run away from the Chinese ship for a few hours. Then we lost our course of direction. We have no idea where we were. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, every side of our boat was just dark and waves of water and nothing else. We were wandering in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, just like those Israelites who wander in the desert. We have no water, and God gave us rain on the next day so we could collect some fresh water with a piece of plastic top. After encountering the Chinese ship, we did not know what direction we should navigate to reach the Philippines. Somehow, we have no idea how we came up with a direction that led us to the oil-rich Impruneta water. After 4 days and nights in the Pacific Ocean, when we were about an hour of fuel and food, God gave us hope when we met a supply boat for the oil-rich in the area, and they led us to Pune Harbor. It was a miracle. At Pune, people were so generous to us. They gave us food fuel, water, and other things, including money. They give up map and assist us with direction to Manila, Philippines directly and safely. I believe that I could not have been here if God had not sustained me and helped us. I'm sure today's reading could help us meditate how the Word of God would affect our life. We must begin to look at deeper meaning of history, both the history of salvation and our own personal history of walking with God. Always, God is leading us to encounter His divine presence. So often, we caught up only in our present sufferings and do not keep an awareness of where God is leading us. Just remember, God is always leading us to encounter with His divine presence. In Matthew's gospel today, we can also wonder about this good news that Jesus asked the apostles to preach. They are to go only to the Jewish people and to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For us, this kingdom might not mean very much. For the Jewish people of the time of Jesus, it probably means that the Messiah had come, and a lot of them could have hoped for freedom from the Romans and freedom to live their faith without interference from others. For some of us, this kingdom would have meant the reestablishment of the previous kingdom of Israel. Jesus generally means that the kingdom is the presence of God in the world. The kingdom is truly present in us when we are following God and trying to be faithful to His word. The kingdom is present within us, and when we join with others who are also faithful to the word of God, then the kingdom becomes present within us here in the church and the believing community. So, when Jesus sees that lots of people are looking for God and want to follow God, He tells us that the harvest is abundant. What about our own times? Are people looking for God? Are we looking for God? Ask ourselves, are we looking for God? That is a challenge. That is also an invitation. God invites us to seek the kingdom, and as we seek, then we discover that the kingdom is right here among ourselves in our midst. Like the chosen people in Exodus, we shall suffer on the way to discover the kingdom, even though it is right here. Let us pray this Sunday and this week for deeper awareness of God's divine presence in our personal life and in the life of our Christian communities. Let us ask the Holy Spirit will give us the vision to see how God is present in our world. May we have the courage to ask God's healing for the life of those who are dying, for freedom from demons. Let us ask for the gift to see how we have been borne up on eagle wings.